The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. I've had a little bit of luck, I suppose. I was at the dentist a couple of weeks ago. Well, I was going to have a checkup, and then they quoted the price at me, and I thought I can't pay that. But I didn't want to leave immediately, so I sat in the waiting room and flicked through one of those magazines.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And entered a competition, the prize of which is a balloon ride for two people. I didn't know that at the time. I thought it was something else. But I won the bloody thing. I won a balloon ride. I'll be honest. I did actually ask Jamie if he wanted to come with me, but. He said yes. He said yes, he did, and we were all set to go. And then I don't know what happened. I don't know if Claire got involved or what. But he's rung up and said he doesn't want to come now. So I have a spare ticket for a balloon ride, and I do want to go with somebody because I'm actually very, very scared of heights. But I'm trying to get over a few of these phobias and fears and address them and confront them, and so I thought, yes, come on, let's do it. So if you fancy a balloon ride, mate, with me, I'd love to have you along, if that's something that you might be interested in across the Sussex Downs. Okay, mate, let me know. All right, bye bye.
Hi, Rog. It's Brian. Well, I don't really know where to start. I've woken up in a big five-bedroom cottage in Fishbourne in Sussex, which is funny. You won the competition there, mate. That's a very strange coincidence, but let me explain. It can only be described as a sort of seismic life shift. Something has really sort of changed the very axis of my existence. Nimish put me onto sex apps, and there's loads of them, but the one that the one that's really been serving up the goods is called Hinge. It really is the Holy Grail, mate. It's for married women. Oh, I can quite safely say that the last 2 weeks has been the best of my life. I woke up this morning in this enormous bed. I've been doing this South African expat called Sheila, and she runs a plumbing business. She just sells shower heads, but she's minted, and she's absolute filth. Last night, we weren't even that pissed. She asked me if I wanted to shit in her mouth, and so I did. I'm bang up for this hot air balloon stuff. I might have to bring Sheila with me, if I'm sort of in this neck of the wood. But she's great. She didn't talk much. Okay, cheers, Rog. Speak soon. Bye.
Brian, Roger here. Great that you're up for the dawn balloon ride. It sounds extraordinary, your time with it's Sheila, was it? That's quite a robust request she's made of you there, and hats off to you for carrying that out. That's quite bold territory. Look, mate, Sheila's welcome to come down with us, but I do only have 2 tickets, and I think it gets quite oversubscribed, so I'm not sure if she'll get to go in the balloon or not, but she's welcome to sit and in the cafe and have a tea or whatever it is that she likes to drink, while we go up in the balloon. Okay, mate, speak soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. Look, mate, I really don't want to bring her. If I could shake her off, I would. But she's, she's a bit nuts, basically. She introduced me to her son earlier, which flies against the whole sex app etiquette. She's brought me a fish, which she's named after me, and she said it can go in our room. Put the fear of God in me. I thought about legging it, but I think I've got a box clever here. So I'll bring her to the ballooning, and when we're done, you can steal her car and meet me somewhere. And look, don't worry, she's fucking mad. So, it won't be a thing. I'll get her keys somehow and give them to you. All right, mate. Cheers. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. It must have been quite awkward, I suppose, meeting her son after what you've been doing. Mate, I've got a return ticket. I've got a return ticket. I got some money off of Jamie. Embarrassingly, he's lent me a little bit of money, so I can get the train there and back. I really don't need to steal Sheila's car. Don't worry about that. It's fine. I mean, she can just come down, and I'm sure we can shake her off. I mean, we're going up in a balloon, so it's it'll be fine. Okay, mate, I will see you down there. It'll be about 4:30 a.m. Tomorrow. Okay, mate, bye-bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. Did I hear that right? 4:30 a.m.?
Are you mad? What the fuck? Why did you have to do that? No one fucking does that. That means we'd have to leave at like 3:30. Are you sure that's right? Anyway, look, she wants her fucking son to come now. So, it'll be the three of us. But, and he's been very... keeps asking me to play basketball. Mate, we've got to steal the car. You can't just leave me here. This isn't, you know, you can use a return ticket or get a refund, you know, but we've got to steal the car. We're not stealing the car. If we get it back and then we can dump it somewhere. I've got to get away from her and here, and that's the only way I can do it. So I just need a bit of cooperation. Thanks, mate. Okay, bye.
Hello, Brian. Roger here. Yes, it's 4:30 a.m. because it's a dawn balloon ride. So the idea is we go up and we see the sunrise. It'll be beautiful. I think I can't. I've never done anything. I mean, I can get over the fear of being up there. It should be, a real memorable experience. Wow, you're playing basketball with her son. It's been a while since you've done that. I used to do that with, well, not basketball. I used to throw a frisbee around with Jamie, and we used to, thoroughly enjoy doing that. Must be very nice for you to be doing that with her son. Probably brings back a few memories for you. I'm not sure about stealing the car, mate. I can't get into that. I mean, we can maybe get the train. It'd be very early, so we'll get the train back together. One of us can hide in the toilets or something. But I think we should probably try and avoid stealing her car, just to keep on the right side of the law. Okay, mate. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. All right. We'll get the train. So we're definitely on for this. He's gone, the son. He's gone over to a friend's house. Of course, the first thing she fucking asked me is she asked me if I want to shit in her mouth again. And I did. But it's becoming a quite surreal pattern. We've got the address and we'll see you there. All right, mate. Cheers. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Look, mate, far be it from me to tell you what to do in between the sheets, but you don't have to feel compelled to do that for her. Next time she asks, you could just say, I'm sorry, I don't need to go at the moment, just something like that, just to, in case you feel sort of trapped in this cycle of having to do that for her. There are ways out, Okay, mate, I'll see you tomorrow morning for the balloon ride. Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. Look, I'm at the balloon centre. I've just nipped into the loo, and I think I'm just going to stay here for a bit. We got up at about 3 in the morning, so I've had a couple of hours sleep. I don't know about you, but this strange sort of quasi-family I'm in now. I had to go and wake him up, and get him down for breakfast. And, he sat in the back of the car with him and we were blaring out ABBA. It was fucking weird. She's a very, very strange woman, and I'm just beginning to just feel the oddity of it all. So, look, I'm just in the loo. You'll recognise her. She's got sort of long, dark hair. She's about 5'3", very sort of big, dilated eyes, and then beads. And she's wearing a sort of boiler suit, and the son, you can't miss him, he's about 6'3", very lanky, again, dark black hair. But if you could introduce yourself to them and then you could go up, mate. I'm just going to stay down here, I think. What was that? Look, I hope that's all right, mate. When you get back down, we'll go from there. Okay, bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Look, mate, I've met Sheila, and I would never give you advice, relationship advice, and tell you who you should and shouldn't be going out with. But God, I mean, she's a nightmare. She just wants to be centre of attention all the time. She's very loud and shouty, and now her son has just gone. He's gone. I mean, he's got in a strop with her. He's embarrassed, and he's just gone. And she doesn't seem to care. So I don't know what is going on there, but I would really think twice about being in a long-term relationship with her. So I've said my bit. In other news, have you seen the pilot of the balloon pilot? She's absolutely gorgeous. I've made eye contact with her, and I've had a brief chat, and sort of safety chat about, you know, being in the balloon and stuff, and she seems engaged. So, you know, it could be quite a nice ride up into the balloon. I can't go in the balloon with Sheila. For a start, she hasn't got a ticket, so I don't know how she's going to come, so she can't come. You'll need to come out of the toilet, mate. You need to come out of the toilet. Okay, mate. Bye bye. Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Please come out of the toilet. Sheila has just bounded up to me and said she's got a ticket. She's going to be riding on the balloon. I can't go up there with her. I really would like to talk to this balloon pilot. Please, can you come out of the toilet?
Okay, mate. Look forward to seeing you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Look, I am still in the loo. I'm not going up in a balloon with Sheila. Sorry, mate. I'm just not doing it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to look out. There's a little window out the back, and when I see that they're about to leave, I'll run out and jump in. But the nearest one is the one with that Sheila's not in. So I am sorry, mate, but you're going to have to go up with her. Look, I can ask your crush if she likes you, you know. So that might be quite useful. But I'm not going up with Sheila. Okay. So I'll see you up there. Right. Cheers, mate. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. I've had to nip off as well. Look, just round the corner. You're right. They're going to send up two balloons because there's so many people, and I've been put into this balloon with this pilot who's he's fat. I mean, there's no, and he's about 65. He looks, he's not the picture of health, you know. That's, and he's certainly not the not even anything like the other pilot who's gorgeous. So yeah, me and Sheila have been lumped in with him. But I don't know where you are. If you don't come out soon, you're not gonna get to fly. It'd be a shame to miss, because it's a beautiful morning. Just give me a call when you're okay, mate. Bye bye.
Hi, Rog. It's Brian. No, hang on. Wait. No, I'm with the competition winner. Yeah, Roger. Yes. No, she's not my girlfriend. Can I get in? Yep. Okay. Hello, Roger. It's Brian. Wow. This is quite something. Did you see it come up over the horizon? I just absolutely took my breath away. I'm so glad I'm doing this. Really beautiful. Can you see out the sea? It's so clear. Amazing. And the moon. Yeah. God, I want to do this again. She's lovely, mate. She's really, really lovely. Yep, she's called Isabel. I think I might put in a good word for you now, but yeah, she's a very special woman. Wow. Okay, mate, see you back at base camp.
Hello, Brian, it's Roger here. Mate, I'm not enjoying this at all. I miss the sunrise because I'm in the basket with Sheila, and Sheila is hanging out. She's leaning. Sheila, stop it, please. Please. She's hanging at the basket and she's shouting, and the pilot is beside himself. I don't know what to do. This is not enjoyable at all. It's just me and her and the pilot in this basket. Hope you're having a better time, mate. Sheila, please don't do that. Brian, it's Roger. Sheila is now crouched down in the basket sobbing. I don't know what is wrong with her. Me and the pilot aren't sure what to do. Maybe we'll just go back down, I don't know. I don't think she's going to let us. Every time we try and go back down, she starts screaming again. How's it going with your pilot? Can you put in a good word for me, please? Okay, thank you, bye-bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. Look, I'm sorry, mate, that doesn't sound great, does it? I try and give you some advice, but the truth is I don't really know her very well. I only knew her for sort of 3 days, so I'm not quite sure what to say. Just try and keep her calm, I suppose, and just I don't know, just maybe just hold on to her. I'm not quite sure. Yeah, Isabel's lovely. She's We've just finished a picnic. We just had some champagne, and there's a couple with us who they're just lovely. It's a gay couple from Wiltshire, and they've got their own business, internet something online, but they've got a villa in Italy, and they've said if I want to come and stay there, really sweet. And they brought their own picnic, scotch eggs and drumsticks, really lovely, amazing. So the sandwiches were stuffing and everything. But so we just finished that. But I think the weather's obviously turning a bit, so we're going to head down. But look, I'm sure Sheila will calm down and it should be okay, mate. I hope you get something out of this. If not, it was you that won the competition. So yeah, I'll just see you back on land, me hearty. Okay, cheers, mate. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
No, Brian, it's Roger. I'm trying to... I'm trying to... Sheila's fallen out of the balloon. It's not... She's okay, I think, because it wasn't that high, but the pilot's had a heart attack, and the gas is on, and we're going higher and higher. Try not to panic. Brian, I've got a call. Help, 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 help.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. Look, I'm in a police station in Arundel. They've found Sheila. She's broken both her legs, and I doubt she's going to walk again, but she's alive. We weren't entirely sure what to do initially. We sort of put two and two together because you kept going up. But we phoned the RNLI, and they said we should call the RAF. But the nearest scramble is Bryce Norton. Which is Isabel's just saying. No, they've got the tracking on the GPS. Yeah. No, there's GPS on board, mate. So Isabel's been great. So, but we've spoken to the RAF, and they're going to come from Bryce Norton. They're scrambling now. They've recommended that you. Yep. Yeah. Short, sharp intakes of breath. And just sit tight, okay? I think they're well, what we've garnered, I think they're gonna shoot you down and they're gonna catch you. Okay, mate. So look, just sit tight, and yeah. Oh yes, yeah. No, try and also try and dismantle the flame, the thing below. If you can try and dismantle that, so it stops putting the hot air into the balloon. Okay, mate. Sit tight. Hi, Roger. Look, I know you've obviously got a lot on your plate, but I do have to give you a heads up that the police do want to talk to you about Sheila's accident. So, you know, if the RAF are successful, which I'm sure they will be, you will have to come to Arundel Police Station and talk about what happened. Okay, mate. Cheers.
Brian, it's Roger. I can't dismantle the gas thing. I don't know what it. I don't know how to do it. Mate, and I appreciate the help, but I don't want to be shot down. We're over the sea now, but we are very, 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 very high. I'm not sure that's a good idea. But I can hear the planes coming. Mate, can you find another solution, please? Please, can you find another solution? Just call me back, mate.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Yeah, you're in hospital now, mate. They shot you down. They were able to sort of make a nick in the balloon, and so it did start going down slowly. They'd obviously seen that you tried to turn the burner off, and I think you burnt yourself quite severely, but you were actually unconscious when they got you back on the ground. They were able to sort of estimate where you'd land, so they were able to set something up. I mean, God, how much it fucking costs, but you're all right, mate. The good news is the pilot, they were able to resuscitate him, but Sheila, Sheila's in a pretty bad way. She's fractured both her hips and broken her legs in numerous places, so she probably won't walk again. When you wake up, the reason you've got handcuffs on, mate, is because you are under suspicion for attempted murder. Obviously, you didn't do anything, so I think you just need to be very clear about that. But it will be sort of your word against hers. And as you know, she's not exactly, you know, she's a couple of sandwiches short of a picnic, isn't she? So, but, you know, I'm sure it'll play out. The other thing, mate, and I just want to be very transparent about this. I really made a connection with Isabel, the pilot you had a crush on. And she seems quite keen, so I am actually taking her out for dinner tonight. I just want to be completely open about that, because I don't want there to be any awkwardness between us. But, you know, there is talk of going over to Italy with her to stay with that nice gay couple from Wiltshire. Oh, what a couple of days. All right, mate. Cheers. Bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Great Big Owl.